You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I hope you've had an amazing Thursday. I hope you've had an amazing afternoon, an amazing evening. I hope you're just amazing. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Me, I'm coming to you live from our nation's capital. I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to us live from New York City. And thank you to you. There is no show without you. Yes, you, everybody listening all over North America. We're going to be hanging out for the next 4 hours. This is the beginning of the show. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. A busy night. We have two, count them, two Thursday night football games. They're meaningless preseason games, right? One of the games that might be true, the other one, maybe not so much. Right now, the Steelers are smacking the living hell out of the Falcons down in Atlanta, 24-0. We'll talk about it. And also right now, they just got going in the third quarter. The Indianapolis Colts, they lead the Eagles 17-13. I do not care about anything going on with the Philadelphia Eagles, but I do want to know what's going on with Anthony Richardson, and he has sucked. 6 of 17 passing, 78 yards, sacked one time. He's rushed 5 times for 38 yards. Sucked. They didn't play him in the last preseason game. Indianapolis Colts are an interesting group. And so we'll talk about this game and we'll take a look at the Steelers and the Falcons as everybody is pretty much wrapping up their dress rehearsals for the regular season. Outside of that, I'm going to tell you about all the great things that I got going on here in D.C. It's good to be back. I was just here in D.C. I don't know. I can't even keep track. I saw a friend of mine and I said I was just here and I don't even remember when. He said, oh, you were here for the MLS All-Star Game. And I was like, yeah, that's right. I was. Some other news that's come down the pipe today. Giannis Antetokounmpo is already putting the Milwaukee Bucks on notice. No, it's not a trade request, but Giannis is letting everybody know, I'd love to be in Milwaukee forever, but if we do not compete for a championship, yeah, I'm going to explore leaving. Well, I think we've all known that already. The New York Giants got a steal. They made a trade with the Arizona Cardinals, and I don't know if they traded for a linebacker, a cornerback, a safety. I don't know what they did, but Isaiah Simmons is now a member of the New York Giants. We're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani next hour. We know and we found out breaking news last night during the show, Ohtani has torn the UCL in his pitching elbow, of which there would only be one pitching elbow, but he tore it. And what does this mean for him in free agency and all of the money that he's going to command? We'll talk about it. What does Ohtani's blowing out elbow mean for him? And if you're Shohei Ohtani, do you stop pitching and do you focus solely on hitting, of which he's an MVP caliber player all by himself? Hey, another Denver Bronco wide receiver got hurt. This time it's Jerry Jeudy. I'm here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Nats won the World Series back in 2019. The guy who helped lead them there, Steven Strasburg, he's done. His career is over. They gave this guy a 7-year contract after he helped them win the World Series, and now he's done. And when you think, and wait until I tell you about his physical ailments, man, it goes beyond baseball. This dude has some real physical issues. Earlier this week, we told you about Spain winning the World Cup over England. We told you about their president deciding to kiss the star player in the mouth. He is no longer the president of Spanish football. We'll talk about that. Dylan Brooks, he's still talking. Hey, Shep, you know who Dylan Brooks is. Do you remember him?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's the guy that didn't know how to shut up. We'll get into him. Trey Lance, They talked about him, they being the 49ers. It looks like Trey Lance is going to stick around for now. And so we have a lot to get into. We even have an update. Last night we talked about Kobe. There's an update on his statue being revealed out in Los Angeles, outside of the former Staples Center, now stupidly Crypto.com Arena. So we're going to talk about it all. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all this good stuff, you would already know about everything that we are going to discuss tonight. It's good to be here in D.C. Hey, Shep, how you feeling in New York? You feeling good?
I've been all right, JR. Just dealing with some housing stuff at the moment. You're well aware of that. But I appreciate you asking, man. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. How are you, my friend? You sound great as always.
Well, listen, I'm in the nation's capital. I'm across the street from where the Nationals play baseball. And the Nationals, they aren't here today. They were up in the Bronx, up in New York with you. And they beat the Yankees, which is no surprise. So I'm good. I like coming to D.C., man. You've been down here before?
I have, man. The Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial. I'm trying to think. There's Mr. Jackson Goes to Washington. Can that be a remake?
Me?
Yes.
You want to make a movie out of this? What do you want to?
Well, it's kind of catchy, and there is that Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, that classic. But there hasn't been a remake though.
Mr. Jackson Goes to Washington sounds like a Cinemax movie.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like a feature film, a drama, or a family friendly comedy. Sound like a Cinemax movie.
Sounds like something that comes on. Does Cinemax still exist?
Well, JR, the good news is I don't think you and I know. And more importantly, I don't think you and I care, because God knows there is trash and then there's Cinemax.
Yeah, but that's why, you know, I haven't seen Cinemax. I don't know. That's a good thing. I don't know if Cinemax still exists.
Yeah,
Mr. Jackson Goes to Washington. That does sound like a Cinemax title, though. It sounds pretty interesting. But no, I love it out here. I was actually down in by the National Harbor today, where they have the new casino, and it's just fun. So tomorrow night, I'm not going to be here. Shep, are you holding it down?
I am, sir. Yes.
Good. Yes. Success. Yes. Great. So I'm not going to be here, and it's not because I'm just hanging out at the beach or, you know, going to somebody's wedding or what have you. I'm not going to be here tomorrow because everybody knows about my work with Special Olympics. And so we have the Agents of Inclusion podcast, which I host. And tomorrow here in D.C. at the Universal Circus down at National Harbor, we're gonna honor just a, I don't want to say a crap ton because it sounds like I don't have any sophistication, but we're going to honor a hell lot of Special Olympic athletes for what they do and their accomplishments. And so we're going to have some great family entertainment for them to come out and see all of the acts and all of that good stuff. But then we're also going to champion inclusion. So all my folks in D.C. and Maryland and Virginia, if you want to swing on by the National Harbor and check out the Universal Circus, we're going to be just celebrating inclusion, something that I, Odyssey, Special Olympics, and then the Universal Circus is all about. So, Shep, if you see me flying through the air or you see me getting thrown around over the next few days, or if you see me in a body cast, you know what happened.
Yeah, listen, I know people tell you this all the time, whether it's in public or in private, but what you're doing with your platform is something that everyone should be aspiring to. Like, what you realize the older you get in this world is that most people only do for themselves, and they do for others when it's convenient for them, when it benefits them. You break that mold, man, and I wish more people took your kind of leadership and followed suit. So yeah, thank you. Seriously.
No problem, man. I have fun. I want other people to have fun. And what better way to have fun than through sports, you know? Like, I say this all the time, and I'm going to be on the news here tomorrow morning. I'll be on CBS here locally on television in D.C. And I always use this story because I think it's a story that anybody can relate to. Like, imagine being in third grade. And imagine, you know, I don't care if you're playing dodgeball or softball, basketball. and you get picked last. I think we can all relate to that, unless you're LeBron James or what have you. Even Michael Jordan, at one point in life, he got picked last. Imagine being picked last in everything you do at life just because of somebody's just ill-conceived misconception about you. And so that's why I love sports. Granted, I get to sit here and talk about sports, but to be able to use sports to bring people together and allow people to have fun and give everybody an equal chance and an opportunity, I love it, man. And so that's why the hell I do what I do. So it might be worth it tomorrow if I end up in a body cast, as long as other people have fun. I'll send you Photoshop, okay?
Sounds good, JR.
And speaking of a body cast, I told you about Anthony Richardson tonight. Typically, you take a look at preseason football, nobody cares. The only people who care are ridiculous diehards. To be honest, I would be more interested in going to a team's practice and seeing them prepare in the week than I would be just going to a preseason game. Like, let me know when the full 17 starts. And one of the only reasons I would say to watch preseason as a quote-unquote general fan, I want to see the dudes who've never participated in the NFL. I want to see what the rookies look like. I want to see how they are adjusting. I want to see how they are becoming acclimated to the game. And so tonight, when you got a doubleheader, Steelers smacking the Falcons 24-0, the first thing that comes to mind is, okay, well, what did or what has Kenny Pickett done tonight? A whole lot of nothing, because he only threw four passes. Who cares? What did Desmond Ridder do tonight? A whole lot of nothing, because he didn't play. So who cares about that game? But then when you take a look at the Colts and the Eagles, the Colts currently lead now 24-13. Who cares what the Eagles do? They're defending NFC East and NFC champions. And they didn't play Mr. Hurts, so I don't care. And so by process of elimination, if I have to identify something that I do care about, it's Anthony Richardson. He happens to be one of those young quarterbacks who I want to know what they're doing. Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson, who happens to be probably the least polished out of the three. He also happens to be the most athletic out of the three. Now, if he can ever balance that out, then damn it, he's going to be the best out of all three. But there's no guarantees here. And so tonight, a complete crap night for Anthony Richardson. 6 of 17 passing, 78 yards. He got sacked once, and he rushed for 38 yards. Big whoop-de-doo. Stunk, okay? Deep pass, long pass, short pass, flat pass, stunk. And so the Indianapolis Colts, I've said this already, I have no shame in saying it, and I don't have to be a quarterback guru. I don't have to be an offensive coordinator. They're rushing this dude. It may still work out for him. And I'm not judging this off of one preseason game tonight, so please don't call me and be confused. From the minute that they drafted him, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, has basically, and I don't want to say meddled, how do you meddle in something that you own? He's been heavily involved. They select him fourth overall, and Jim Irsay just talks about how he's going to play him. And I'm like, well, damn, that's kind of aggressive. You have Gardner Minshew here, who is a capable starting quarterback here in the NFL, and they're already saying that Anthony Richardson is going to get burned. I thought before this whole Jonathan Taylor situation just erupted and went into the toilet, now he has a deadline of Tuesday to be traded, I'm saying, wow, Gardner Minshew can throw the ball, Jonathan Taylor can run it, Anthony Richardson can be slowly introduced to the NFL game, they can raise and boost his confidence and still allow him to learn by having him be a quote-unquote change of pace quarterback. And not to say you will run him out there and say, hey, man, it's Wildcat time, but to say, oh, my God, to a defense, Anthony Richardson is in the game. Is he going to throw? Is he going to run? Is he going to hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor? Just to mix things up. But they've screwed that up. And even though the Indianapolis Colts have a new head coach in Shane Steichen, the boss is Jim Irsay. And I guess after you go through Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, whatever is left of Matt Ryan, after Andrew Luck says, I'm gone, and Jacoby Brissett is now the starting quarterback, after all of that, I guess Jim Irsay doesn't have any more patience. But his patience might bite him in the ass, especially if Anthony Richardson, and yes, it's the preseason, if he's going to have just hard knocks like this, and less hard knocks, he's going to have some regardless. The bigger issue is if he does not progress, if he does not get better, if he does not grow as a quarterback. And no, you're not going to be able to make this determination after 1 year, after 1 year. But what the Indianapolis Colts are doing right out of the gate, terrible. He's only starting because the owner wants to play with his new toy. Jim Irsay's like that rat kid around Christmas time. Yeah, I said like a rat kid. I did. Can't wait until the 25th. Parents are hot in the gifts. The parents are hot in the presents. And this kid is screaming and yelling, I want it now. I want it now. And then when Christmas comes, you don't enjoy it because you didn't have your hands in it. It's just now old hat now. You've opened up your presents before Christmas, and now you're disappointed. There's no fun in it. Jim Irsay is a spoiled brat. Anthony Richardson is like something you put in the oven during Christmas. Don't take the pie out the oven too soon. Don't take the dessert out the oven too soon. It needs more time to bake. If you rush it, you know what happens? You get burned. You pull it out the oven too fast. You decide to take a bite, you stupid idiot. You get burned. And I'm not just saying this because of tonight, a 6 of 17 passing performance. I say this because from the minute that he was drafted, Jim Irsay opened up his mouth and proclaimed him, even though he never saw him throw a pass. It is absolutely ridiculous. And this is Jim Irsay trying to rush the process. Hey, go ask the Philadelphia 76ers how their process is working out. Damn it, they may be on a 20, 30-year process, especially if Embiid breaks down. Wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Loud and proud coming to you. Proudly coming to you from Washington, D.C. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, speaking of trying to rush a process, Giannis Antetokounmpo is in no rush to sign a contract extension. I will explain on the other side of the break. I will get to your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Washington, D.C. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about Anthony Richardson. Indianapolis Colts are playing a preseason game tonight against the defending NFC champion Eagles. The score is currently 24-13 in the third quarter. Anthony Richardson, his day was done and gone a long time ago, and he had a crap game. Just 6 of 17 passing the football for 78 yards. Yeah. This is the same dude who was selected fourth overall, the same dude that everybody looked at and said, oh, man, he could use some polish. He can use a little bit of shine. We know and understand about his athleticism And Jim Irsay, basically from the minute he was selected number four overall in Kansas City, that he's going to play. And they wasted no time proclaiming him the starting quarterback. And so Jim Irsay wants him to take his lumps. This is not a decision made by the new head coach, Shane Steichen. He just got the job, and his boss is telling him what he needs to do. Maybe it sounds familiar to some of us out there. So no choices here. Anthony Richardson is the dude. Hopefully this is something that will work out in the long term and doesn't destroy him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What I do want to tell you and mention, and I'll get there after the phone calls, we hope that Anthony Richardson has a good, long career and that the Indianapolis Colts don't destroy him, that Jim Irsay doesn't make terrible decisions and screw him up. Giannis Antetokounmpo has a very important decision to make, and Giannis is going to wait until he feels that the Bucks are comfortable. I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to explain what's going on with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then Damian Lillard has spoken. I know there are a lot of Heat fans who are anxiously awaiting Damian Lillard to just, poof, all of a sudden be traded down to Miami. Damian Lillard gave an update out of his own mouth. Let's talk to you. Let's learn what's going on with Giannis and Lillard. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Mr. Positive, how you doing today, man?
I'm okay, Anthony. Oh, I called you Anthony. You're Vlad. What's up?
Hey, man. It's all right, man. People make mistakes. I want to first off by saying rest in peace to Bray Wyatt, man. I don't know if you're a pro wrestling fan, but some of the viewers are. But, you know, he was a very, great legend during this decade, and a lot of people looked up to him. I just saw that on every Bleacher Report and every sports report, so I want to say rest in peace to him.
Yes, I did see. I'm familiar with him, and he's a big old dude who was flying around the ring like nobody's business. He was very creative. Yeah, surprising that he passed away. Yes.
Yeah, RIP to him. Yeah, I want to talk about Anthony Richardson, man. He has God-given ability, JR. I just wish he wouldn't have showboated there in front of those Eagles fans, man, and look what happened, man. He has God-given ability. Don't get me wrong, but I want him to not get banged up and like what Cam Newton did. He leaned with the shoulder a lot. I don't want Richardson to get hurt. He has God-given ability. I want him to, stay up and, prove the haters wrong.
Yeah, no, it'd be nice to see if they don't screw him up first. And thank you, Vlad, for calling from Illinois. Yeah, Anthony Richardson, he's out there and fly, Eagles fly, egging them on. We saw him doing a little bird and little bird dance having fun, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is what the Colts do with him over the next several weeks, months, and hopefully years. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Mr. Smith. How are you today?
I'm good. What's up?
Man, I just want to tell you, I listen to you regularly. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not going to lie about that. I don't agree with everything you say, and some nights I leave upset. But
as you should, that's fine.
As what I've learned, I'm 100% disabled veteran. Take that into mind. And to find out you're so involved with the Special Olympics gives you a pass. I'm so proud of you for doing that, for taking your time to be involved in such a well-deserved organization. Speaks volumes of you. So from now on,
well, thank you, Tim.
When I think, oh my goodness, he's so wrong, I'm going to be saying no. But look what he does for the Special Olympics. And okay. I just want you to know that, JR. That is.
Well, thank you, Tim. Well thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, well, I don't expect anybody to agree with anybody 100% of the time, and so that's fine. But look, at the end of the day, I'm a human being like everybody's a human being. And so that's why I decide for my own life, hey, I can sit here and talk about sports, but I can also do something about it to help out other people. So, yeah, you agree with me, people. Hey, look, Tim, how about this? One out of 40 or 50 people that I talk to will be a complete ass to me. Man, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Agree, disagree. As long as people respect me, I could care less. As long as people respect other human beings, I could care less. And so to you, Tim, I appreciate you and thank you for your service. And you call me up anytime, whether you agree or disagree, okay?
Thank you so much, JR.
No problem, man. You have a good night. You be cool, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Tim, for calling from Alabama. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Sean is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, man? So after you talking about the Colts and AR-15, I wanted to ask you about the AFC South and what you think is going to happen in that division this year. You know, being a Texans fan, want to know if you think they got a shot to upset the Jags, who are the favorites. I know they're going to have a good running game with Pierce. And I liked how Stroud looked in his second preseason game, especially that second drive going 5 for 6. And the Texans defense, I think, is going to be a little underrated. That secondary is pretty solid with Stingley going into his second year. And
that's right. You got Will Anderson, Jimmy Ward is really out there.
Yeah. And Will Anderson's looked really good in the preseason, too. He's been the highest rated rookie so far. So just wanted to see what you think of the AFC South overall.
It's the Jaguars, man. It's the Jaguars. The Texans, they got some work. The defense is going to be able to keep them alive in games, but I can't see the offense, you know, pretty much getting them over the hump. And so, yeah, you can have a running game, but in this NFL, you got to be able to go out there and throw the football. Who would you say is their most dangerous wide receiver?
I would say it's probably going to be so being a Houston guy, a lot of us have some big hopes for Tank Dell, who they drafted this year. But, yeah, I mean, proven guys, there's you know, yeah, maybe Noah
Robert
Brown,
Woods.
Robert
uh-huh.
Woods. Okay. But, you know, I don't trust any of them too much.
Yeah.
Now, I will say the tight end they picked up, Dalton Schultz, might be a pretty good pickup there on the tight end passing game.
Yeah, coming over from the Dallas Cowboys. But here's my point. The fact that we had to have a legitimate conversation about it is pretty much all it is. I'm sure someone will emerge as the numero uno. Is that numero uno going to be a Pro Bowl caliber player, or are they going to be a number two marauding as a number one? We're going to find out soon enough. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, I have confidence that they're going to go back to the playoffs. The Tennessee Titans, if they should be so lucky, maybe they'll secure a wild card spot now, picking up Hopkins and still having Henry, and then maybe they'll watch Tannehill throw the ball away. But the Colts and the Texans, I think, would probably be 3-4 in the division. I'd be surprised if the Texans went to the playoffs, man. I'm not expecting it. And for a Texans fan, you down in Houston, best case scenario is that you're no longer a laughingstock, that people show up to NRG, and that there's faith for next year that the team is moving in a positive direction. So, hey, look, miracles can happen, and if the Texans can go to the playoffs this year, man, I'd be surprised by that. Good luck to them, Sean, okay?
All right, man, thank you.
All right, thank you, Sean, for calling up from Houston. It's tough. AFC South, is the Colts, what are they doing? Nothing. Being a joke right now. The Texans, what they doing? Trying to climb out of the toilet. The Jaguars are trying to ascend to be a legitimate contender. And the Titans, I've said this for a long time, the Titans are just treading water, like wasting Derrick Henry, waiting for Ryan Tannehill to be on out the door. The Titans are a waste of time football team. I'm sorry. As long as Ryan Tannehill is their starting quarterback, they're just running in place, going absolutely nowhere. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to give you an update on Giannis Antetokounmpo and his contract. We'll talk about Damian Lillard and his trade request on the other side of the break. Damian Lillard has spoken. Giannis Antetokounmpo has spoken. I will speak to you and get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, I like this. I like this beat. Yeah. It's like a Western, but hip-hop, made from guys from Atlanta. Shout-outs to Takeoff. Hey, Shep, you like the Migos?
I don't know them.
It's okay. It's all right. One of the guys is gone. One of the guys is gone. Shout-outs to Offset.
I like the Three Amigos.
855-212. Oh, not the Three Amigos. Three, well, they almost. They're like Three Amigos from Atlanta. You'd know the Migos if you saw. You heard of Quavo, right? Quavo?
I've heard of Quavo, yes. Oh.
And then the one with Cardi B is Offset.
Oh yeah, I've heard of those. I've heard of Offset, yes.
Yeah, Offset. Offset. And Quavo plays basketball. He's always playing in like the celebrity games and all this stuff. He's at a lot of the Hawks games, and then, you know, his cousin passed away. But that beat was there, so I like it. Anyway, speaking of NBA games, Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be playing NBA games for a very long time. We just don't know where it's going to be. No, don't worry. Don't run. Don't fear. Giannis Antetokounmpo did not demand a trade from the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo did not leave. He's not exiting the building. Here's the situation. Giannis Antetokounmpo is eligible right now in about a couple of weeks to sign a 3-year contract extension with the Milwaukee Bucks. He spoke to the New York Times, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's in the middle of a 5-year, $228 million extension, he's like, yeah, I'm not in a rush to sign a deal. And what it basically boils down to is Giannis Antetokounmpo is like, listen, folks, if the Milwaukee Bucks are not going to be out here competing for championships, I'm not looking to stick around for 20 years just to win one. Giannis Antetokounmpo spoke to the New York Times, and he said quite a few things. How about this? Next summer, it would make more sense for both parties in regards to the extension. Even then, I don't know. I would not be the best version of myself if I don't know that everybody's on the same page, that everybody's going for a championship. Everybody's going to sacrifice time away from their family like I do. And if I don't feel that, I am not signing. Giannis pretty much said that he doesn't want to be anything but a winner. At the end of the day, being a winner, it's over that goal of playing for one team his entire career. Winning a championship comes first. I don't want to be 20 years on the same team and don't win another championship. So the Milwaukee Bucks are going to have to figure out something if they want to be competitive. Chris Middleton is looking, he's looking fragile. That's just the facts. I'm not making that up. He looks fragile. If you look up and down the rest of their roster, they got some work to do. That's just the fact of the matter. Jrue Holiday isn't necessarily getting any younger. Brooke Lopez isn't getting any younger. He just got himself a new deal. And they're pretty much going to be returning the same team. Maybe Giannis being healthy will get them back into championship contention. But let's be real. When they won a championship, Chris Middleton was playing at all-star level. And can we expect that from both he, Jrue Holiday, and Brooke Lopez now that he has secured a contract? I'm not so sure. There comes a point in time like the Boston Celtics that you gotta readjust. Speaking of readjusting, we know that Damian Lillard has basically, I don't want to say cried, he's made it very clear that he no longer wants to be in Portland. Well, he spoke to Mark Spears from Anscape, and he was asked about the Blazers and does he want to move, and this is what Damian Lillard said.
The straw that brought you uncertainty about the future of the Blazers franchise?
I'm not gonna
I'm not going to speak on the Blazers. It's a lot of love and respect, but I don't, you know, I won't speak on the Blazers.
It's well documented that there have been a trade request. Is to the Miami Heat. Is there anything that you could say about the trade request?
I can say that there was, and I would just prefer not to speak on the Trailblazers.
Okay. I think his agent did all the talking that we needed to hear a couple of weeks ago when he had it pretty much out there that my client is going to be unhappy if he goes to anywhere but Miami, and the NBA told him, uh-uh, you can't say that. Get ready, folks. Training camp starts next month. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Nebraska. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, JR. Good evening. How's it going, man?
Going well.
Good. Hey, first off, I got to tell you, I definitely appreciate your dry humor. Going back to the Christmas analogy with the kids, I mean, that's me. I got four of them, and they definitely appreciate it when they wait. So that's for sure.
Yeah.
So
what else you
couple
got?
Things here. So a couple things here I just want to kind of get your opinion on. So number one is, you know, there's a lot of talk right now, and there has been for a long time, on especially NBA, and I feel like NFL players like starting to demand trades more and more and kind of, you know, picking their spots. Do you think that any point in time that would maybe go down to the college level with NIL? I know that's a totally different story, but, you know, them looking at that, because that's becoming more of a business as well. And then also, too, you know, being from Lincoln, just want to get your thoughts on Matt Rhule in Nebraska going forward this season.
Okay. Well, let me answer the first question. Do I believe that players demanding out is what the pros is, that's going to trickle down to the college level? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, just over time. Because you know,
I don't think so. I think one of the things that we're starting to already see at the college level is hardship. I mean, that's what players can pretty much claim. I forgot the young man's name. I think he was out of Florida, or he wanted to go back down to Florida. He had already transferred from one college or one school to the next, and then he wanted to transfer again due to the declining health of his mom, and he wasn't allowed to. And so I don't see that element trickling on down to the players. Because as of right now, the players aren't making or receiving money from the actual school. They're getting money or NIL deals from companies and businesses and school collectives that are school adjacent but not fully a part of the school. So they don't have too much bearing to say, do this or do this, or I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to perform this. Man, they got to operate, as far as I know and understand, in the transfer portal. So I don't see a trickle down coming from the college side, or excuse me, from the pros down to the college side. And when it comes down to Matt Rhule taking over the Cornhuskers, man, he can't be any worse than what he was doing in the NFL, right? I'm just saying,
yeah,
I cannot tell you what he's going to do in the college ranks. But I can tell you, I think he's going to have more respect than what he had with the Carolina Panthers. And for Nebraska, I mean, the disasters that they had to deal with last season, I mean, even picking up Mickey Joseph, and then he's getting involved in domestic disputes. I think Matt Rhule is back where he belongs, and I think he'll be able to command a room without getting a gigantic contract when he hasn't proven himself yet like he got in Carolina.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Brian, for calling from Nebraska. I can't tell you what the Cornhuskers are going to do. Shout out to my main man, Matt. He invited me out there last year, I think, and I couldn't make it. And it's probably a good thing I didn't go out there to see the Cornhuskers, because going to Nebraska to see that crap show would have been more than disappointing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Stan is here from Alabama. Stan, you got to go quick.
All right. You hear me?
Yes, quick.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. Look at what Ursay has done the last two first-round quarterbacks, Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck, he's doing the same with Anthony Richardson.
Are you serious?
Started Peyton Manning first year, 3-13. If they support him
and
let him know he's the man.
And let him throw more interceptions than anybody else. Here's the difference, Stan, between Anthony Richardson, Peyton Manning, and Andrew Luck. You hear that music? That music means I have to tell you after the break. I can't believe that man just said that. Peyton Manning started. Andrew Luck started. Anthony Richardson started. One of those things is not like the other. I'm going to tell you about it here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls and Ohtani. Don't move.